Investor Michelle Steele's office.
Is Michelle available, please?
The vice chair is currently out of the office in the district, but I'm happy to help you if I can.
I need to schedule a time to meet with her and Lisa Renati and, I guess, Greg and Pam.
Okay, who may I ask is calling?
My name's Corey Ibe.
What's the last name again?
I don't have a last name. It's the surname. It's E-I-B, and you can just call me Corey.
Okay. With Lisa Renati.
Lisa told me she'd be back by Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard back from her. I know it's still in the morning. Do you know if she's back today?
I do not.
Okay.
But I can check with her and with our scheduler, and if you give me a phone number, I can have them call you back.
Yeah, 949-891?
No.
Area code 949?
Yes.
891?
891. Okay. I've got it, and can I tell them that it's regarding something that will jog their memory?
Well, Lisa Renati should be very well aware of who I am.
I've spoken to her recently.
Yeah, basically what it is I've got all the evidence to show that the sales tax is being levied against me illegally.
Okay.
And all I have to do is bring in receipts and give you guys the opportunity to make it right. If not, they might want to look at California Penal Code 146.
Okay.
So I need to go down there. It's just a quick little meeting. I mean, all I have to do is walk in and give them the opportunity to make it right. Actually, I don't even have to do that since I've talked. Do you know if this call is being recorded or not?
Yeah, I'm certain that it's not.
You're certain it's not being recorded?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you have any objection to me recording the call?
I guess you can record it if you'd like to.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go ahead and record the call. What this is, I mean, this would really count as my opportunity to bring in the receipts. But Lisa Renati has a letter, and I'm sure they can have the Postal Service inspect both the postage and the address on the letter, which was delivered to your office. So we need to get this handled right away. So when can I expect a call back from Michelle?
Well, I'm going to check with Lisa Renati and with our scheduler and see if they've discussed it and what they can do.
Okay. And also, can I come down and pick up a copy of Michelle's oath of office? Do you guys have that on file there?
It's likely on file somewhere. I'm not sure where.
Do you know who I'd talk to about getting that?
I could check on that for you.
I'll hold.
All right, give me a moment.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, sir. I actually, our administrative assistant isn't here right now, so I can't ask him about it. It may be something that's on file with the Secretary of State's office.
I know I can get it through the Public Records Act. It just is important for me to determine, as far as criminal activity, whether or not the oath is in that office or not.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, before you came to work there, you signed what's called an oath of office. And
that's correct.
Right? You remember that?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. That is what allows you to work for government. And it also is a solemn promise that you will uphold and defend the Constitution.
That's correct.
And without that being handled properly, things get really ugly for government officials who don't handle it properly. And right now I'm being, I'm a victim of an unlawful process.
All right, and just to clarify, I'm sure you've spoken to Lisa Renati about this issue, but you've been required to open a seller's permit for your business?
No, I have receipts from businesses in California here that show that I'm paying a California sales tax on my property.
Your property?
Yeah, when I buy something, that's my property.
Yes.
Right?
That's correct.
and there's a levy on that property, and you have no authority to levy against my property.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a letter from a judge, too, that'll back it up. So it's basically what I have to do is I have to give you guys the opportunity at your office there to buy these receipts from me.
Purchase the receipts?
Yeah, you're the one causing the fraud, and you get the opportunity to correct it. Because it is possible for government to make mistakes.
Is your contention is that the sales tax is illegal?
It's not my contention. I have a letter from a judge now that, I guess I don't, it doesn't really matter what I think. It only matters what a judge thinks.
Okay. Well, as I said, I'll check in with Lisa Renati and
absolutely, you can even look at your own laws. You guys even put in there that there's no sales tax charged to the consumer. It's a excise tax charged to the retailer. And if the retailer chooses, the retailer can pass that along to their customers.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a line item on the receipt that says California sales tax, and that qualifies as a levy upon my property.
But that would be them passing it along to you.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
So it.
Yep, which means they're what's called a transmitting utility for collecting a tax. And because they're under your jurisdiction, you guys are responsible for their behavior.
All right. Well, I'll check with Lisa Renati and have her give you a call back.
Awesome. Yeah, this should happen fairly quick because now that I've done this and we've recorded the call.
Oh, well, I didn't say that. I did not. I said that I had a problem with you recording the call. I didn't authorize you to record our conversation. I mean, we're talking, but that's fine. That's fine with me. But
well, I have it. It really doesn't matter. I mean, I'll go through the tape. If I'm wrong, then we'll just destroy the tape. But I have two witnesses that are here, and the witnesses will testify that I've contacted Michelle or her agent, which you answered the phone for her office, and this starts the 24 hours. After 24 hours, then there's, that's it. I've met my obligation.
Okay, sir.
Well, what's your name?
My name is Ari Dana.
Ari Dana? I appreciate your service, Ari, and please honor your oath.
Have a good day.
Have a great day.